Yesterday was the consecration of the fifth bishop of San Diego. Susan Brown Snook was consecrated bishop at St. Paul's Cathedral yesterday, and we had a good representation from St. Paul's. I was there, of course, and I was greeted, that was my former parish. That's where my brain is this morning. It was a long service, let me just tell you that. Yeah, St. Paul's, that's where I spent 18 and a half years. I'm sorry. St. Andrews, yeah. That's where I am here today. Beep, beep, beep. Anyway, good representation from St. Andrews, right, brother of Peter. As I pulled up, I Ubered over. Who was I greeted by at the door, which just made it perfect, but Kathy Salmon, which was nice. Kathy was, you acted like it was your church, and people are asking her all kind of questions. She's trying to figure it out. And Al was our banner bearer, which he does so well. Donna, for the last year and a half, has been working behind the scenes with everything. And so she was there at the clergy luncheon that I went to on Friday, serving food. And she was there serving food on Friday night in the midst of everything else. And she was there yesterday doing the whole thing all day long. So. St. Andrews did participate. It was a good thing. So the service was rather interesting. You can YouTube it if you are so inclined. Maybe some of you live streamed, watched it, but we do have a new bishop. And so I bid your prayers. I actually met her on Friday and listened to her speak. And I have to say I was encouraged, and that's a very good thing. So as we go forward in the Lord, I ask you to pray for her as we continue our mission and ministry. So for almost 27 years, every time Trinity Sunday rolls around, I feel like I have to come up with something new and exciting and sort of innovative and some way to explain to you what the Trinity is, what the operations of the Trinity is. I think my first year here with you, I did the tennis ball thing, and I think the tennis ball thing is very helpful because it gives you a visual. Remember, for those of you who are here, I'll just refresh. Had three tennis balls, different colors. So what do the three tennis balls have in common? They're all balls. They're all round. They're all the same size for the most part. I mean, I guess you could figure that out. But so they're all equal in that sense. But they were different colors. One was green, one was blue, one was red or pink. So that distinguishes them from each other. So while they have one thing in common, their shape and their size, they have something that's different, and that's their color. And so when we think of the Trinity using that sort of example, the three persons of the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, are all equal in the sense that they're all the same, in the sense that they're all God. But if we think about each member of the Trinity as, in terms of operation, they have different attributes. So God the Father creates, God the Son redeems, God the Holy Spirit sanctifies and blesses. Each one of those operations does not happen independently of the other persons of the Trinity. For where the Father is, there is the Son, and where the Son is, there is the Holy Spirit. All are joined together, knit together in that beautiful relationship that God reveals to us in the Holy Trinity. And really, that's what the Trinity is about. It's about how God does reveal himself in relationship to his creation, and in relationship to each one of us. And so if we were going to go back to the beginning in Genesis, we would find the Trinity in operation. And you might say, well, how is that? Well, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void. And God spoke the effectual word, and he brought into being, through the Spirit, all that was brought into being. So we have the operation of the Trinity in action. We have God speaking the effectual word, who is Jesus, and the Spirit moving over the face of the deep, bringing into everything that which was not. And so we see the Trinity there. Now, there's no particular doctrine in any book of the Bible or any letter that St. Paul wrote or any of the other disciples. There's no spoken, clear doctrine. But if you were listening to the lessons this morning, both in Isaiah and the revelation to St. John, when the cherubim and the seraphim proclaim the glory of the Lord, they don't just say it once. They say, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts." So when Isaiah walks into the temple and he has this grand vision of God lifted up high and mighty, and the cherubim and the seraphim are all around proclaiming and praising God, they say it three times, one for each person of the Trinity. And again, in the revelation to St. John, we hear the same thing. It's that kind of odd reading where we have the creatures with the eyeballs and the lion and the eagle and the man and the cow and all that sort of thing. But what they are doing is they're worshiping God. And again, we hear that thrice-fold, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. We sang it in the opening hymn this morning, you know, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. So we worship a true, a living God, a God who reveals himself in three persons and yet is one, a God who in the Holy Blessed Trinity draws us into relationship with him. That relationship between the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is perfect. It's perfected in God's love. It's perfected in God's mercy. It's perfected in God's grace. It's revealed to us just a little bit at a time, because that's what mystery is. We don't have the capacity, as Jesus said to the disciples in John's Gospel this morning. He says, "I have many things yet I still have to say to you, but you're not ready to receive them. You're not quite there yet. But the Spirit, when he comes, with the knowledge of the Father that I have revealed to you, will reveal those things to you." And so as we enter into the mystery of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Trinity, we enter into that mystery of God's love and action in our lives. We do not worship doctrine. We worship the one and true living God. We worship him who reveals himself as Father who creates, as Son who redeems, as Holy Spirit who sanctifies. And so what does that look like in our lives? Where does the Holy Trinity involve us in the love and the life of God? Well, I tootle up once in a great while when I am asked to say Mass at St. Michael's Carlsbad. A good priest friend of mine is the rector up there. And they do a healing service every time I go up there. And I'm going to try to put it together, do it for us on Wednesday sometime. But there's a wonderful blessing at the end of the service. And it's one that I think reveals to us how we live into the Trinity. And the blessing is this: God the Father bless you, God the Son heal you, God the Holy Spirit give you strength. So God the Father blesses us. He blesses us from our inception in the womb. He blesses us because he has called us into being. He has called us and made us in his likeness and image. He has called us to represent him in the world, to show forth God's love. So we're blessed just from the beginning, from the start of our inception, from the start, even before we enter into this world, we are blessed. And hopefully through baptism, and as we go through our daily life, work in our lives, we are aware of those blessings. We're aware of God's presence in our lives. So God the Father bless you. God the Son heal you. Well, how does God the Son heal you? God the Son heals you through the cross. God the Son heals you because he offered up himself that you might have the gift of eternal life. God the Son heals you because he gives you the forgiveness of sins. God the Son heals you because he restores you and makes you whole when you're not. So God the Father bless you. God the Son heal you. God the Holy Spirit give you strength. And don't we all need strength? We do, right? In our daily life, in our work, in our spiritual lives, we need that encouragement. And that's what the Holy Spirit does. The Holy Spirit comes and reveals to us that truth which Jesus talked to about with the disciples, reveals the truth, hopefully so that we can see where we fit in the world to show God's love and show God's blessing and show God's mercy to other people. God sanctifies us through the Holy Spirit and calls us to a new and a different place. So God the Father bless you, God the Son heal you, God the Holy Spirit give you strength. And then may God the Holy Undivided Trinity guard your body, save your soul, and bring you safely to that heavenly country where he lives and reigns forever and ever. God the Son, God the Father bless you, Son heal you, Holy Spirit give you strength. God the Holy Undivided Trinity, remember, one God in three persons, guard your body, we need the physical body, save your soul, which is immortal, and bring you safely to that place where there is no sorrow, suffering, or pain, but the Lord Jesus Christ always. Carry that with you. Take that with you. Allow that to be absorbed into your hearts and your minds and your souls. And know that we are always surrounded by that wonderful, perfect relationship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.